The Federal Communications Commission later this month is expected to change the rules limiting ownership of newspapers and TV stations in the same market. Some of those regulations date back to the 70s. With me to talk about what that could mean is Rick Edmonds, media business analyst at the Poynter Institute in Florida. And Rick, first off, is it fair to say this change is basically a done deal?
I think so, yeah. I mean, I think we're looking at a Republican-controlled FCC, and, you know, deregulation is a theme in so many different areas from this administration. So, yeah, in a word, I think it is.
What do you think it will mean ultimately for media consumers that media companies are allowed to potentially own more stations or more outlets?
Well, I suppose to say the obvious, there may be fewer choices in a given market. I mean, I don't think, given the nature of radio and TV business compared to the newspaper business, which I cover quite a lot, it wouldn't exactly constitute a monopoly, but it might narrow the range of choices.
How much more narrowed can it get? I mean, when you look at companies like Sinclair, like iHeart, I mean, these are not small, insignificant players in the media landscape. Can it become more narrow than that?
Well, I think in the sense, I mean, if you look at the various companies that Sinclair's already taken over and the Tribune stations, I mean, this includes WGN in Chicago, which is kind of a super station, and they may acquire more after that. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it makes it more narrow, but it makes it narrow in more different places.
So do you think that ultimately the broadcast media landscape might look maybe somewhat like the airline industry, where at some point there's just a few really big companies that are sort of dominating everything?
Yeah, I suppose that's possible. I haven't really had occasion to count up how many reasonably good-sized TV groups there are, but yeah, I mean, I do think that could happen.
What do you make of the argument that's coming from a lot of the TV companies saying, well, we're competing not just, you know, sort of amongst ourselves now, but also with content coming from elsewhere, especially online? Is that a valid argument, do you think?
Well, yes and no. I mean, I do think over time, digital competition and, you know, streaming video of various kinds constitutes competition. You know, on the other hand, if their franchise, the core of the franchise, at least if we're talking in a news sense, is local news, I don't know that I see particularly strong competitors in that sphere.
Do you think that there is a potential for loss of local coverage? I mean, even if, you know, one company owns a bunch of different stations across the country, is there reason to think that they would get rid, for example, of their locally produced newscasts?
I don't know that I think that's especially likely, though. Again, that'll a little bit depend on station by station and the dynamics of the market. I mean, there have been stations that are trailing very badly in the ratings that have decided not to do a local newscast. But the local news franchise is, you know, is very profitable for most stations, sort of as evidenced by how many more hours of news. I don't know if it's actually more news, but you know, it starts at 4 in the morning, and the afternoon cycle starts at 4 in the afternoon. So there are reasons why they like to kind of keep all that in place.
Well, so is the concern then that, given what you say, that there is more time anyway devoted to locally produced news, is the concern that the content will be less locally driven if it's coming from some bigger corporation that it's not coming from now? I mean, because it seems like there's certainly enough time devoted to it. Is it more the content that folks are worried about?
Well, I suppose so. And you know, certainly let's be frank about Sinclair. Sinclair is a very conservative outfit. They do, as has been publicized, have some commentary that comes from headquarters. So people on the left who are kind of inclined to be suspicious of corporations in the first place have two different reasons to dislike this.
Assuming that the FCC does go ahead and do this, what's the time frame do you think that we're looking at?
Yeah.
Here?
Well, that's a good question, but I'd make the point that the bigger fish swallowing the little fish has been going on for quite a while now, certainly for the last 2 or 3 years and at quite a rapid pace.
All right. Rick Edmonds is media business analyst for the Poynter Institute in Florida. Rick, thanks a lot.
Yeah, good to talk to you. Thanks.